Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As the news cycle starts to slow down with Hurricane Ian, my family is still dealing with everything that happened with the devastation to their city, because that's where my family lives. But my son, who's just 18 months old, a year and a half, had a weird connection to the hurricane, and I'll explain how that happened in about 5 minutes.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Oh, Kim Kardashian, what have you done now, you rich lady? Well, it doesn't really matter because she's got so much money. So she, apparently, Kim Kardashian settled with the Securities Exchange and Commission for $1.26 million. They charged her with failure to disclose that the crypto token called Emacs paid her for a single promotional Instagram post in June. Kim settled on a $1 million fine with the SEC, tacked on an additional $260,000. It equals her payment from Emacs plus interest. So the law requires you to disclose how much you're paid promoting investing in securities, and to help raise funds to pay your fine, Kim launched her Skin by Kim site, a concrete waste paper basket for $129. Wow, that's weird. Do you want a concrete waste paper basket, like a trash can?
No.
A concrete trash can, that is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Kim was fined lots of money. It probably, in her world, it's like a penny, so he doesn't care.
What's crazy, though, is that's her world, though. Like, Instagram influencing is probably how she makes so much money.
And you know people probably keep an eye on her.
How do they miss that? Like, that is not very Kardashian-like. They're, like, so on brand. That is a huge miss for them. I mean, again,
that's a good point.
That's crazy to
me.
Obviously,
we got to blame the mom, because she's in charge of everything.
Kris Jenner, how did you miss, like, my daughter not post hashtag ad on her Instagram post?
Edie Falco said she understands why Pete Davidson's so popular with the ladies. She's playing his mom in the new Peacock series, Bupkis, which I'll watch. I don't know. I haven't watched that new Pete Davidson, Kaley Cuoco yet. I haven't really felt like watching him. But she got to know him really well. And so Edie Falco says, you just fall in love with Pete Davidson the second you meet him. He's lovable. He's genuine. There's something endearingly vulnerable out there about him. He doesn't play games, doesn't try to keep up an image. The second you meet him, you just want to hug him. That's why she said people love him.
He's doing something right. That's all I know.
We don't even know who he's dating yet again. Who's he dating?
He's got to be dating somebody. It's Pete.
He's probably dating Edie Falco. That's why she loves him so much.
You pick a woman and she probably is interested.
Wouldn't doubt it.
That's your Hollywood Hashtag. It's sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class eye doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
I thought it was an interesting connection that my 1.5-year-old actually made to the Hurricane Ian. I'll explain right after Ed Sheeran. Jamming while we're commercial free on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We also got Panic at the Disco tickets. Stacy, how's your morning going? Stacy? Well, congratulations, Stacy. We're going to get you your Panic at the Disco tickets.
Yeah! Stacy!
All right, Stacy, hold on. We'll get all your info, get your Panic at the Disco tickets. Same time tomorrow if you want to be like Stacy and win those tickets. Let's get into all your entertainment news.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Oh, let's see. You know what? We talked about Kim Kardashian in the first hashtag at 6:30, so let's talk about her again, shall we? So move over, Joe Rogan. Kim Kardashian has a podcast. The lawyer in training recently launched her podcast called The System. It's a true crime series. She says the first season is out. It's about a really crazy case where a guy got the death sentence for a triple homicide that happened in Ohio. She signed a deal with Spotify. She said there are so many twists and turns with how this was handled and mishandled. So they take the listener along for a journey in search for the truth. So as you might remember, Kim's been studying to be a lawyer. She's taken a huge interest in criminal justice reform and working to free prisoners she believes have been wrongly accused. So now she's got a podcast.
Literally everyone has a podcast.
I know.
Everybody has a podcast. I do think she is interested in this stuff. Like, she has freed a couple of prisoners, and she does study these cases. I'm just curious, like, is she just going to narrate it? Is she going to, like, interview people? Is it going to be investigated? It's really interesting.
Either way, people are interested in her, so I feel like her podcast is probably going to do pretty darn good.
Yep, that's true. A lot of downloads.
Exactly. Colin Hanks revealed the type of grandparents Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are. He has two daughters, ages 11 and 9. He was on with Hoda and Jenna on Today. He said, they're okay. It would be great if they paid attention to the kids' bedtime, actually cooked food that the kids will eat. No, they're great. He's saying, he said, they give the kids a lot of sugar. And they need to get some more, I guess, ugly sweater vests because they like them a lot. So I guess they're pretty good grandparents. They sound, I mean, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, I bet they're just awesome grandparents.
They sound like the best type
of
grandparents.
Let the kids stay up late, give them sugar, wear your ugly Christmas sweater. Pretty amazing.
They're awesome.
That's your Hollywood hashtag. It is sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class eye doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
If you saw a couple of bros walking around the Target in Kirkwood or Ace Hardware in Kirkwood doing some, you know, hardware shopping, carrying a baby doll?
Oh, my God.
Let me explain. Right after Harry Styles on Y98 St. Louis.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. They have two kids. And guess what? They're just like everyone else's kids. 13-year-old daughter, 10-year-old son, and they are not allowed to have their own social media accounts. Sarah says sometimes our kids will be like, you guys are the strictest household. But then I just say, yeah, but everybody still wants to come here. Sarah compares letting the kids use social media to letting them get a Paw Patrol face tattoo at the age of 5. She says, yeah, because that age, there's nothing better than Paw Patrol. Now you're 10 and 13, and you still have these tattoos on your face. It's not even who you are anymore. She said that's a very hard concept for young kids to grasp. So it's all for their own good.
We had this interesting conversation about, like, what age is it appropriate to give kids phones? And I feel like that's even next level, because you could have a phone but not have social media. But once you have social media, that was most parents' biggest concern about the phone is, once you have the phone, we know what happens on social media.
Right, exactly. Thank God it wasn't around when we were kids, because I was all kinds of bad sometimes.
We used to do AIM, like the instant messenger, and we'd talk to people on instant messenger.
I forgot about that.
That was our version of social media drama.
Oh, my gosh. House of the Dragon. I have been watching House of the Dragon. And by the way, I didn't think I was going to like this Game of Thrones, but I'm obsessed with House of the Dragon.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
I'm afraid to watch the Game of Thrones because there's so many seasons, and I don't want to be stuck to the TV like that.
So you haven't seen Game of Thrones, but you're still good with House of Dragons.
Yes.
So you still like it all.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
And it's the prequel, so I get to find out what happens before the show.
That's true.
Okay, so House of the Dragon fans up in arms over episode 7. I've not seen it yet, so no spoilers in this. I guess there are scenes that are so dark in this 7 that you could barely see what's going on, like pitch black dark.
Yeah.
Some viewers called the episode unwatchable.
No.
One even claimed it was literally a whole episode of black screen. HBO responded pretty much saying tough luck. They said, we appreciate you reaching out about a night scene in House of the Dragon, episode 7. The dimmed lighting of the scene was an intentional creative decision. And then they put that, thanks, exclamation point. Right.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, I hate that. This I hate when people say things that are stupid and they're like, thanks. Like,
they're so mean. This was an issue in Game of Thrones. People complained about it in Game of Thrones as well. They've always defended it. I agree with the people who don't like it. I heard you say it wasn't a big deal, Kevin.
No.
You can't watch it. I'm like, it's so dark. What is happening? I don't want to just watch people like whisper.
I think that sets the mood of it. They don't want you
to do that without being a black screen.
There's a lot of that because if I tell you what's going to happen, you're going to know, oh, okay, but there's
say it because I will kill you, Kevin.
It creates that mood, so when there is the reveal, you're more like, oh, wow. Or what the character is feeling and seeing as that's going on.
I like that you did your Batman, oh, wow.
Yeah, well, remember when Kevin complained that there was too many rain scenes in Batman, but now he has no issue with the dark scenes in House of Dragons, just so everyone knows.
All right, Brett is paying attention. That's your Hollywood hashtag. It's sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class eye doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
Let's get it started. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.